We left off last week in verse number 26, I believe. We got verse 25, having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which you saw in me, and now hear to be in me. Father, add your blessings tonight to the reading of your word. Clothe us, our Father, in our calling, and help us, Lord, to be a blessing these dear folk that have gathered for prayer meeting this evening. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I come up the road, and I'm not going to say what church, but it's not just one church, but many churches these days are giving up on prayer meeting. They don't have it anymore. They've just canceled that. And if we're not careful, the next thing you know, they won't be having a Sunday night meeting. That saddens my heart. I'm talking about churches that were grounded and founded in the old-time way. Amen. I just thank God for you all that are here tonight and for this privilege. There's a lot of children and teenagers over here that we don't see tonight, and I'm grateful for everyone that's here tonight. The Bible said here in the book of Philippians, we're getting down here to the latter part of the chapter now, and he talks about that confidence. We went into that last week, and he talks about in verse number 6 that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ. We've run across that word rejoice and rejoicing a lot lately in the book of 1 Peter, and now again in the book of Philippians. And the Lord does want his people to be a rejoicing people, a people of praise, a people that are lifting him up in this generation and in every generation. And he said that it might be more abundant in Jesus Christ. And Paul is saying that he believes that God's going to let him get out of jail, going to let him get back to the church at Philippi. And in so many words, in verse 26, he says, when that happens, we're going to have a time. Amen. The rejoicing is going to be abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. Now, in the Paul's absence in verse 27, he says there's something here that he wants to be going on, and he wants to hear about going on in his absence while that he's in jail. And he said, and only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. I want to stir your hearts and minds for just a minute. I've got a page of stuff here to look at tonight. But I want to ask you, what do you think some of the traits are that ought to be in God's people, revealed through God's people, that would be becoming to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? We know you could think about some of the opposites for just a moment. You know, how many's ever heard somebody say, well, that's not very becoming? You know, I can remember one of the Andy Griffith episodes where Opie was sweet on that little girl. How many remembers that? Amen. That little girl was wearing a little fluffy dress, and Opie throwed his hands down on the sidewalk and did a handstand up against the brick wall. He looked at her and said, can you do that? She said, yeah, but it wouldn't be very ladylike. Amen. Well, there's a whole lot of things that's just not very Christian-like. Amen. That's not becoming to a Christian. And you could go into that list. But what would be some of the things that would come to your mind that would be becoming to a child of God, to a person that's been born again, a person that's been forgiven of their sins, a person that's been birthed into the family of God? What would be some of the things that would come to your mind quickly? Somebody tell me one. Holler at me so I can hear you. What would be something that would be becoming of a child of God? Okay. Who? I heard a voice. Humbleness. Humility. That's true, brother. That would be becoming to a child of God. And I believe that, don't you? Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. And that person, he knows that he's in a position, Brother Arnold, that he doesn't deserve to be in. That by the grace of God, we've been lifted up out of sin. And our name has been written and recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. And by the grace of God, we're on our way to heaven. And that should not make us proud, but it should make us humble to know that we're a child of God. Somebody else, let's throw your hand up and I'll point at you. Brother Houston? Forgiving. Yes. If we carry a grudge, the opposite of that, that would be very unbecoming for a child of God. Brother Houston, that's the one that came to me first as I thought about this afternoon. And I thought about, I can't get it exactly right, Brother Gary, you might help me. But remember the man that was forgiven a whole lot in that parable, then somebody owed him a little bit. And he took him by the neck and he choked him. You know, that was the illustration. That just wasn't very becoming, was it? Amen. And so if we've been forgiven, then we ought to be willing to turn around. And that's becoming to the gospel of Christ. Humility and forgiveness is becoming. Somebody else. Brother Gary. Faithfulness. Amen. Moreover, brethren, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Amen. That is becoming. Amen. To a child of God. Amen. And you know, this is the Wednesday night crowd, and you all know around here, I don't throw off on the Sunday morning crowd or the Sunday night crowd or make more out of one, but I do believe God blesses and honors faithfulness. Amen. I believe that. Not only the faithfulness to the house of God, faithfulness in our tithes and offerings, faithfulness in our Bible reading, faithfulness in our prayer life, and faithfulness to our spouse, faithfulness to our children. So that is becoming, very becoming to a child of God. Somebody else tonight. Yes, Miriam?
Joy.
That one ought to be easy for joy. Amen. Yes, joy is becoming to a child of God. Amen. Don't you like to get around somebody that's bubbling? Amen. That just bubbling with the joy of the Lord. And your mommy reminds me that. I mean, I've seen her go through valleys, but you can also see the joy that's in her heart and in her spirit. Amen. Joy is becoming of a child of God. Somebody else? Long-suffering. Okay. What we're doing now is we're naming what? The fruit of the Spirit. That's exactly right. And so love and joy and peace and long-suffering and gentleness and meekness and temperance and faith, those are all things that are becoming of a child of God. That's exactly right. Somebody else. This church practices this.
Honesty.
Is that what you said, brother? That's becoming of a child of God. Amen. Yes. Kindness and compassion. And that almost goes to where I was going. And it's because of that this church practices what I'm talking about. I've seen it over and over and over. I've seen it with evangelists. I've seen it with missionaries. I've seen it with families in need. Love the brethren. That's true. The word I was... Yes, Miss Eve? Okay. The word I was going to use means the same thing, I guess, generosity. Generosity, in other or benevolence. And in other words, that's that compassion. Compassion is love in action. That's what it is. It's not loving in word and in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And that's very becoming of the gospel. And very becoming of a child of God. Anybody else? I don't have a list of those things in front of me. God just put it on my heart. Just stir up your pure mind. Anybody else? Brother James? I didn't hear you, brother. Making our, what would you call that? Friendliness or hospitality. That's the word. You have to ask an English teacher sometimes, brother. Now, that's the next best thing to Google. Amen. Hospitality. And that's a Bible word, is it not? Amen. And we should, amen, practice that. And it is becoming to a child of God. Somebody else got something. Sister April, you got something back there? Tell me, Chris.
Welcoming.
Yes, that goes right along with it. Thankfulness. Oh, boy. Amen. How many believes that's becoming to a child of God? Amen. Yes, sir, Brother Paul. Amen. Thankfulness is becoming to a child of God. Amen. Anybody else got one? There's one here that we haven't hit on, and I was afraid of this because that's just the way we are. I didn't say the way you are. I said it's just the way we are. Becoming. Yes, sir. Okay, we're getting warm. Maybe even warmer and hot. Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Brother Wayne said loving sinners. That's becoming of a child of God. Right? Who lives in us? Does he love sinners? If he has his way, amen, in our lives, he'll love sinners. Anybody else? Austin, you got one? No? Stir your heart up on it, amen. Just think about it. What is it that's becoming? Maybe think about something that's not becoming, then think of the opposite of it. Amen? Amen? Anybody else? Going once? Yes, Miss Eve? Patience. Why did you have to say that? Did you hear what she said, Houston? She got a lot of nerve, ain't she? Amen? Patience. Amen. She knows me better than Houston does. Amen. Amen. Patience. Amen. That's good. Amen. That's good. That's great. Well, let's go in here and look at this tonight. And I'm going to key in on something right here, right in the beginning. And Brother Wayne got the closest to it when he talked about loving sinners. And I guess that love, that compassion in action, that love in action, it'd be what we would talk about here tonight. Take your Bible and turn to the book of Mark. The Bible said, let your conversation, how many realize this? I think I've told you this, but that word conversation is more than just what we say. It's a manner of life. It's a way, the way that we're, a lifestyle, the way that we're living. Years ago, there was, an argument, so to speak, and they were calling it lifestyle evangelism. In other words, that you just live right in front of people. And I believe we ought to live right in front of people. And I believe our lifestyle ought to be becoming to the gospel of Christ. But I believe it ought to be taken a step further than that in our witness. Amen. In other words, if you bring a witness into a court of law and they have their testimony is going to either acquit or find or help acquit someone or help to find them guilty, and they just have good character and everybody in town knows they have good character, they're still going to have to speak up or they're not going to be of help to the individual that's needing help. Let's look here at something that's becoming. Look at Mark chapter 16 and verse number 15. We'll start right there and just go through a few verses of Scripture tonight. And let your conversation, your lifestyle, be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. In Mark chapter 16 and verse number 15 is where we'll start tonight. I'm just going to flip through here and find these as we go. In Mark 16 and verse number 15, the Bible said this, And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. How many believes that's becoming? Amen. That's becoming to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at Luke chapter 4. I'll say more about that in just a moment. Luke chapter 4 and verse number 18. I believe it is. Luke chapter 4 and verse number 18. The Bible said here, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Jesus is talking here, and he's repeating out of Isaiah. And the Bible said here, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. You remember the story of the Good Samaritan. I mean, the Levite went down the other side, the priest went down the other side, but the Good Samaritan, what did he do? He stopped. They all saw the same thing, but only one of them did something about it. Amen? And he stopped, and I think the Bible said he poured oil in his wounds, and he bound him up, and he put him on his beast, and he carried him to the inn, and he paid for the room, and he told the innkeeper, if it's more than that, when I come back through here, I'll take care of it. Amen? And I believe that was becoming of the gospel. His life was becoming of the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Look at Luke chapter 7 now, verse 22. Luke chapter 7 and verse number 22. The Bible said, Jesus answering said unto them, go your way and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and to the poor the gospel is preached, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And what's going on here, you remember when Jesus sends John's disciples back to him, John was having some questions. He said, would you go ask Jesus, art thou he, or should we look for another? And I believe it's becoming of the gospel in that Jesus did not slam John. Jesus didn't criticize John. As a matter of fact, he said, among them that's born of women, there's not a greater than John. Amen? And so he was, this is a good word, an encourager. Barnabas is a picture of that in the Word of God. And I believe that somebody that encourages is becoming, don't you, to the gospel of the grace of God. Amen? And I believe that if we're discouraging others, then that's very unbecoming of the gospel. Amen. I've been on the phone and I've called folks, and I found out a long time ago, it does not do any good. Amen. You can call people and you can climb their frame, but you're not going to help one thing whatsoever. Amen. I'm just going to call them. I'm just going to love on them. I'm just going to let them know they're missed. Amen. Let them know I'm praying for them. And I'm going to try to encourage them to get where they need to be with the Lord. Amen. Because I believe with all of my heart that we ought to be Barnabases for Christ and encouragers. Look at Acts chapter 14 for just a moment. We're just talking about being having a life, a conversation, a way of behavior that's becoming unto the Lord Jesus and unto the gospel of the Lord Jesus. And in Acts chapter 14 and verse number 7 here, he said here, and there they preached the gospel. And we know that the gospel will work. In Romans chapter number 1, the Bible said here, Paul is talking here to the church at Rome. And I think this is important. We're going to see several things here. In Romans chapter number 1, look at verse number 9. He said, God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel. He said, preacher, what's becoming here? It's the gospel that Paul is serving in. And he's serving not just from the outward appearance and not just from the mind, but from his heart. He's serving from the heart with His Spirit. He said, without ceasing, I make mention of you in my prayers. Look at verse 15. He said, so as much as in me is, He said, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. And that I think this is becoming of the gospel. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm asking a personal question here. I know I'm guilty. I'm asking you. Have you ever had a time in your Christian experience when you know the Lord wanted you to speak up for Him, but you just kept your mouth shut? You just stayed quiet. Amen. How many's ever had to get right with God over that besides me? Amen. I mean, you can call it whatever you want to, but at that particular point in time, we were ashamed. Amen. Maybe we felt pressure. I used to be real bad, especially around people that had a lot more education than me, a doctor and a dentist and professionals, lawyers and all that stuff. But I tell you what, I specialize in them people anymore. Amen. I just got over that bashfulness. Amen. If that doctor's going to get my money, I'm going to find out where he's going when he leaves this world. Amen. I'm going to talk to him a little bit because he's going to have to spend a little bit of time with me. Amen. And I think it's good to be a witness. And the Bible said, not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Look at Acts chapter 20. And this is something that's becoming of the gospel. We've used the word preach a whole lot in these texts that we've looked at. But look at Acts chapter number 20. I think this is important. The Bible said in Acts chapter number 20, in verse number 24, the Bible said here, Paul said, but none of these things move me. He had been through a lot, but it didn't hinder him. He said, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, watch this now, to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Now, I'm just saying, everybody's not a quote-unquote preacher. Amen? Paul is a preacher. Somebody give me an example tonight of someone that was not a preacher, and yet they testified of the gospel of grace. Anybody? Anybody? What about John chapter 4? What about the woman at the well? How many remembers what she did? Amen. She went back to town, and she talked to the men. I believe they knew her better than anybody else in that town. Amen. And she said, come see a man that told me all things ever that I did. Is not this the Christ? You say, well, preacher, she didn't tell them a lot. I'll tell you this, she told them enough. The Word of God said many believed on Him for the saying of the woman. Amen? And I believe that's important tonight. That's becoming of the gospel and our conversation if we'll testify to the grace of God. Amen? Look at Romans chapter number 1 and verse number 1. I know we were just in Romans, but I think this is important too. What's becoming? The Bible said in verse 1, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle. He uses the word here, separated unto the gospel of God. Listen, I'm not against separation. The Bible is for separation. It says like this, come out from among them and be a separate people, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing and I will receive you. I'm not against that. That's Bible. But so many times the separation is only preached in one aspect. It's what you need to get away from. Well, it's not separation in the Bible. It's not just what we need to get away from, but it's what we need to get close to. And that's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, I'm separated unto the gospel. I think this is reiterated in chapter number 5 of the book of Ephesians. If you'll look at that with me for just a moment tonight. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 3, the Bible said, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh, see that word right there, as becometh saints. In other words, these things that Paul has listed here, he said, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, But he said, rather, the giving of thanks. In other words, he's telling us here, there's some things that's not becoming to the child of God. But then he said, but rather, here's something that is becoming, the giving of thanks. Can you see that tonight? Amen. I hope it'll be a blessing to you. We ought to ask ourselves when we're getting ready to do something, is this becoming of a child of God? Look at 2 Corinthians chapter number 10 for just a moment. 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. I mentioned this a while ago, but I want you to see it in the Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. Well, I like my old Bible better. It comes apart a lot better. I'll get this one broke in one of these days, maybe. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 16. The Bible said, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hand. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. What I'm looking at here is preaching the gospel. This is becoming to a group of people to be able to preach the gospel in the regions beyond. Amen. That's why it's important to have a missions program. That's why it's important not only to go. And if God calls a missionary out of our church, I say, bless the Lord. Amen. I know Brother Frankie's going to the prisons here in America. And let me just say this, if you haven't already figured it out, America's a mission field. I wonder how long it's going to be till some Chinese man's going to be knocking on doors in Bloomingdale telling people about Jesus. Amen. America is a mission field. But listen, it'd be wonderful to have someone to be called out. Someone else to be called out. But the Bible said we can send them to the regions beyond. Amen. And I think that's a blessing. That's becoming of the gospel. That's not us sitting down here in our church and saying, me and my four, no more. No, that's saying, God, we have a vision. We want to look beyond the region where we are. Remember what the Bible said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. And he said, I believe it was like this in Jerusalem and Judea, or Jerusalem. Is it Samaria next or Judea? Jerusalem and Samaria, Judea, and to the othermost part of the world. Amen. In other words, it's out, 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 until finally the gospel goes around the world. And that's pleasing and becoming of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, a lot of people, I haven't thought about this, but something that's becoming of the gospel, becoming of the believer. Look at Galatians chapter 1. This is kind of a negative, but it's becoming. It's becoming of a believer, becoming of the gospel. In chapter number 1 and verse number 8, Paul said, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you, then that which you have preached unto you, we have preached unto you. Watch this now. He said, let him be accursed. Well, we don't like to hear that thing. I mean, we're living in a generation that don't want to hear statements like that. They don't want to hear the truth. And the Bible said, as we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. You say, preacher, what is becoming to the gospel? And what is becoming to the gospel believer? Rejection of false doctrine. Amen. I'm telling you, you can't shake hands with everything coming down the pike and fellowship with everything coming down the pike. Now, there can be some minor differences when the major's right. Amen. But I'll tell you, if you're preaching that Jesus and the devil's brothers, you're way off. Amen. We don't have any fellowship. You're preaching another gospel. Amen. And if you're not preaching the gospel of grace of the Lord Jesus, that was God incarnate. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory, the glories of the only begotten of the Father, lived a perfect life, died a vicarious death, rose again the third day, and is coming again. Then you've got the wrong gospel. Amen. But thank God tonight we know the gospel. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter number 11. To go along with that, just back a page or two. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 11 and verse number 4, Paul said here, "For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus." You see, a lot of people think just as soon as somebody mentions Jesus that they're okay. How many understands what I just said? Let me tell you something right now. Them cults don't come to your front door talking about Muhammad. Amen. They'll come talking about Jesus. And most of the time they'll be toting a King James Bible till they get in. Amen. And then when they get in, they'll jerk out their New World Translation. Amen. And show you where your Bible's wrong. And they're trying to suck you in. And they actually pray. Pray on. I'm not talking about P-R-A-Y. I'm talking about P-R-E-Y. They pray on new believers. They pray on young converts. They want to get them twisted up and messed up. And Paul said, if they come preaching another gospel, leave them alone. Let them be accursed. Amen. Amen. You say, preacher, that's not nice. It's Bible. Amen. And we need to leave that mess alone. It'll get us in trouble. Get our children in trouble and our grandchildren in trouble. Now, verse number 15 of Ephesians chapter 6, I see something else that's becoming of the gospel. This, I told my wife, I said, this afternoon, I've studied, I've looked, and was going to just go through the rest of the chapter, and then all at once I got hung up on let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. And I asked myself this question, what is becoming to the believer, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? Now, watch this. The Bible said in chapter number 6. I knew I was in a mess. Chapter 6 and verse 15. The Bible said, "And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." How many believes the helmet of salvation is important? Shield of faith is important. Sword of the Spirit is important. Loins girt about with truth is important. How many believes all that's important? I'm missing something, aren't I? The helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, having your loins girt about with truth, having your feet shod. I'm still missing one. Let's look at it here. Whole armor of God. "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about, the breastplate of righteousness." That's what I was missing. "Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, you may be able to quench the fiery darts of the devil. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." And then, of course, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. But watch this. I believe it's important when we're looking at the armor. Let me ask you something. Is there anybody in this building besides me that's tender-footed? If you take my shoes away from me and I have to cross a gravel parking lot, I'm in trouble. Say amen right there. I mean, if you was to set me on the battlefield without boots or without... Now, my mama, I reckon my mama grew up without shoes. She had hide like elephant hide on the bottom of her feet. Amen. Tough. She really did. But I'm just saying, for the most part, a soldier, one of the most important things is his feet. If he gets sores on his feet and his boots don't fit right and he gets blisters on, how many knows that's going to hinder him? Amen. And I want to listen. I'm talking to the meat-eating crowd tonight. Amen. We need to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That's becoming. Amen. Be ready to give an answer to every man that asketh the reason of the hope that lieth in you. I believe that's becoming, amen, to the child of God, that we have our feet shod with the preparation. I like, Jesus said it two different ways. And I like one better than the other, but both are right. Remember what he told Peter? He said, "Follow me." How many remembers that? How many remembers what Peter's profession was? He was a fisherman. He was a professional fisherman. Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." But then he said this in another text. And I like this one better because I think it paints a picture. He said, "Follow me and I will make you to become fishers of men." In other words, it's a process. It don't happen just like snapping your fingers. Amen. But Jesus said, if we'll follow him, that we're going to be looking down and see that our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I've often wondered what it would be like to work at the Dollar General store, Walmart, Walgreens. I'd often wondered, Brother Wayne, what it would be like to work in a place like that and get two or three invitations to the same church in 1 week by two or three different people. You say, preacher, now that's just not possible. It just all depends on how our feet's prepared, don't it? Whether we've got the gospel track in our pocket, amen, whether we can say a kind word. Listen, if there's a line backed up behind you, that ain't time to preach the gospel. But you can, amen, say, here, I'd like to give you this. If you'll read it, it'll help you. I'd like to invite you to our Sunday school and our church service Sunday morning. I go down there at Bible Way. We've got one of the sorriest preachers in Kingsport, but if you'll come, we'll have you, amen. You know what I mean. We need that, don't we? Having our feet. How many believe that's becoming? I've knocked on doors before, and there was a Christian lived there. I don't know how many people in my life have told me this. We should all be doing this. It kind of brings conviction to their heart, amen, that they know they're saved. They know they're on their way to heaven. They don't even know whether their neighbor knows Christ or not. See what I'm coming from? Having our feet, that's becoming of the gospel, becoming of our conversation. Let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. I don't know what time it is. Oh, my goodness. I showed it to Miss Eve. I asked her what she thought, and she just shook her head. Amen. Let's look at just a couple more quickly, and I'll quit. Philippians chapter number 2. Philippians chapter number 2. I'm trying to be a blessing, church. I want to be a blessing. I want us to... I just want us to, man, just get fired up and get on fire and just keep telling the old story. Living our lives as it becomes the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 22 said this. I'm in the wrong book here, I believe. No, I'm not. Watch this. Philippians 2, 22. But you know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he hath served with me in the gospel. Now watch this now. How many believe service is becoming of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? I love the Bible when it says Paul, a servant. Peter, a servant. Jude, a servant. Amen? And I believe that it's becoming, my life verse is 2 Corinthians 4, 5. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. Amen. I believe the best Christians in the world are servants. I believe our Lord was a servant. Amen. And he served well. And Barnabas was a servant. Mark was a servant. I know he had some downfall, but he come around. Amen. Look at 1 Thessalonians quickly. Well, let me look at chapter 4 and verse number 3 as well in Philippians. Then we'll go to Thessalonians and Romans 16 and we'll be done for tonight. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 3, and let me read it in its context. He said, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, long and long for my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. And we're going to get to that later in this verse. I beseech Eudeus and I beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. I believe service and labor is becoming to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I do believe that, let me just go ahead and say it, it's on my heart. I believe that there is a doctrine that has caught on like wildfire in America. And that's the doctrine of hyper-Calvinism. And I tell you what it's created. A generation of lazy Christians. In other words, that doctrine says that it's already decided. This many's going to heaven. This many's going to hell. I say, what in the world would we take up a mission offering for? And why would we? My. Amen. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That whosoever, you say, well, preacher, don't you believe God knows who will be saved? I sure do. But I don't. So let's tell them all. Amen. And it'll be all right. Amen. Everybody that believes will be saved. I can tell you that right now. But I believe this, my friend. I do not believe that the cross of Christ is a limited atonement. I believe He died for all the sin of the world. I believe with all my heart that we ought to be laborers and be servants of the Most High God. Look at 1 Thessalonians quickly. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 3 and verse number 2. The Bible said, and sent Timotheus, our brother and minister of God, and our, somebody see that next word, fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith. Isn't that a great title to have? A fellow laborer, a servant of the Lord. Amen. Look here at Romans 16, and I'm done. Romans chapter 16. I'm finished, Miss Eve. You're welcome, honey. I love you. If I was done, she'd say, I'm in an oven being cooked. It's that time of year when you're supposed to cook turkeys, honey. Romans chapter 16 and verse number 2. He said in verse 1, I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Centuria. Let me say something right there quickly. How many of y'all know that the Bible does not teach that a woman should be a deacon or a woman should be a preacher? How many of y'all believe that? Amen. That's what the Bible teaches. But Brother Gary, there's a whole lot of churches would not be in existence today without ladies that held things together. They labored. They labored. They prayed. Amen. They didn't get out of place. They stayed in their place. Watch what the Bible said. I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is servant of the church with Centuria, that you receive her in the Lord. Why would you do that? Because that's becoming to saints. As it becometh saints, and that you assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you. For she hath been a succorer of many, and of myself also. I didn't plan on saying this. I didn't. But they're not here tonight. Neither one of them are here tonight, so I'm going to say it. Brooke and Heather have a burden. You know what's going on right here in this Bible? People are assisting this woman. You know what's been going on right here at our church? We're not all doing it, but we're all assisting and doing what we can. Does anybody see what I'm trying to say? And if those two ladies were here tonight, neither one of them would want their name mentioned. And I think it's good, you know what I mean, that I can mention and they're not here. I'm just giving you an example. There are people that just way back in the shadows just want to serve the Lord. They don't do it to have their name called or to be recognized. But I tell you what, we ought to always keep on our mind. We need to assist one another and be a fellow laborer. I'll tell you something right now. Brother John, if they put out an announcement and Brian gives an announcement and there's this need or that need or this need to do what they love to do from their heart and none of us come through, that's going to be discouraging because they know they can't do it themselves. Is anybody with me tonight? I'm trying to get you to see that being a fellow laborer is becoming to the gospel of Christ. I know that y'all going to, you know, the play. My goodness, you can't do that by yourself. You got to have a bunch of fellow laborers. And I understand a bunch of sausage biscuits. Amen. And glory to God, I'll be a fellow laborer. I'll carry the sausage biscuits in. Amen. I don't know if I'll make it here with all of them. Well, I'll make it with the biscuit, but the sausage might not make it. Amen. And them donuts, they're safe now. Amen. Amen. Brother Ralph, get the donuts. Amen. Yeah, amen. You can get in Sister Shelby's pocketbook and get the donuts, brother. Amen. Amen. How many's glad you come tonight? How many wants our church to be a church that's becoming of the gospel? Want to be a preacher that's becoming, a father, a husband that's becoming of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? Let's pray. Father, thank you tonight for the privilege to be here. Lord, for the sweet Holy Spirit. God, you've been so good to us. Lord, if it wasn't for your blood, if it wasn't for your forgiveness, if it wasn't for your willingness to wash us, Lord, we couldn't be here tonight. Father, we praise you tonight for a church, Lord, where we can labor, laborers together with God. Lord, we know we can't take your place, but we know, Lord, you want us to serve you, and you want us to do it with gladness. Come before your presence with singing. Enter into these gates with thanksgiving. Lord, I pray that we'll forever be a thankful people. Bless our people tonight, Lord. Those that couldn't be here tonight, traveling and with their families, God, I pray tonight you'd bless them beyond measure. Give us a good day, Lord, Sunday. Give us a good day around the table on Thanksgiving, Lord. Help us, our Father, to be thankful. In Jesus' name, amen.